from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Bring your patience and your reusable bags. You should probably stock up on your weekend LCBO products before closing time tonight. At 1 minute after midnight, 10,000 members of the Ontario Public Service Workers Union are in a legal strike position. If they do walk out, management says all stores will close for 2 weeks. If the strike persists, only 30 will reopen, but only on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The major issue is Premier Doug Ford's moves towards expanding booze sales outside of LCBO stores. In the event of a strike, the company says online ordering and delivery will be maintained. Two 19-year-olds from southern Ontario are facing drug trafficking charges and more after police seized nearly $250,000 worth of suspected drugs. OPP say last night officers observed a car traveling on Highway 11 at about 94 kilometers an hour above the posted speed limit. A little while later, the same vehicle was located on the North Bay Bypass. Working with city police, the OPP says officers stopped the dangerous driver and arrested the suspects. Along with some unidentified pills, police seized about 740 grams of suspected fentanyl, which has a street value of over $220,000. About 20 vehicles were stopped by traffic officers from Timmins Police yesterday as they conducted what they call dedicated traffic enforcement. They laid 13 charges and issued 2 warnings. The warnings are both for breaking the city bylaw banning ATVs on a highway. You can see the full rundown on MyTimmonsNow.com. The OPP says thousands of people have opted for traffic and marine-related charges instead of safety to kick off summer. Provincial police report nearly 18,000 charges during their enforcement and education campaign from June 21st to July 1st. That includes 8,400 for speeding and over 220 stunt driving charges. Nearly 450 impaired driving charges were laid, with over 170 for distracted driving. The OPP says one person lost their life in a boating accident over the long weekend. 96 life jacket-related charges were filed during the campaign. You can still launch your boat from the Matagami River Boat Launch, even as work on it continues. City Hall says next up is rebuilding the piers and retaining wall. The work is extensive, and at some point, the launch pad will have to be closed. An update on that will be issued. The contractor has already begun fencing off the work area. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at MyTimmonsNow.com.